The municipality has had a draft of the port study since mid-October, but they don't plan on sharing it with the public until November 9th. Mayor Dan Sullivan maintains he signed a non-disclosure agreement that does not allow him to release the report or to talk about it. During Mayor Sullivan's weekly press briefing last week, Anchorage Daily News reporter Lisa Diemer asked Mayor Sullivan to discuss the report. She pointed out that officials at the U.S. Department of Transportation Maritime Administration did not say the study's findings on construction problems had to be withheld.
I'm wondering if you've been able to rethink that at all, and if we can maybe find out what the conclusion was of that study before the bond vote on the general election ballot that has Port bonds included?
No.
The Port of Anchorage expansion project has been in the works for more than a decade. The Municipality of Anchorage partnered with the U.S. Department of Transportation Maritime Administration on the project. In 2003, construction got underway, then stalled around 2009 after serious construction problems came to light. Cost estimates skyrocketed. Upward of $300 million public dollars have been spent on the project so far. The municipality is seeking $50 million additional dollars on the November 6 ballot for the port expansion. Bob Shavelson with the watchdog group Cook Inlet Keeper and a longtime critic of the project says voters should know what the bond money would be used for before they cast their ballots.
Well, the public absolutely has a right to know how $50 million in public money is going to be spent.
Shavelson says Cook Inlet Keeper started looking into the port project in 2007 because of concerns the design could hurt Cook Inlet beluga whales and salmon populations. With fewer federal dollars flowing into the state from Congress, Shavelson worries taxpayers will bear the burden of the flawed project and questions where the funds to finish the job will come from.
The Port of Anchorage is vitally important to everyone in Alaska, and now we're in a situation where you can't build this thing half out. You've got to build the entire thing. And I will not be surprised when the report comes out if they say we need another $1 billion or more to finish this on top of the $50 million that we would get from the bond package, which I bet is just to fix the problems they've already had with the current design.
Shavelson is speculating. Staff with the mayor's office say they can't put a price tag on the project until the final reports are out in February. At the Anchorage Assembly's weekly meeting, Tuesday, October 23rd, Mayor Sullivan and the Assembly went into executive session to discuss potential litigation regarding the Port of Anchorage. Assembly Member Jennifer Johnston.
I move to go into an executive session to receive legal advice and strategies regarding potential litigation involving the Port of Anchorage.
The executive session lasted more than an hour.
Second. Any objection?
The Assembly sealed information from it for 5 years.
Seeing, hearing none, we're going to go move into an executive session.
Assemblymember Dick Traney said he would have rather had it sealed for 10 years. Sullivan recently sent the Anchorage Assembly a memo asking for $2 million additional dollars to cover fees for attorneys related to port litigation. That is in addition to $500,000 already set aside to cover attorney fees. Mayor Sullivan's office was contacted repeatedly for this story, but he did not make himself available for an interview. His spokesperson, Lindsay Witt, says the municipality has a draft of the report, but Sullivan has not yet read it. The Anchorage Assembly and the city's Geotechnical Advisory Commission are scheduled to be briefed on the port study at a November 9th work session, 3 days after the election. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.